Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is Girl Shot Blast and I'm back in the building. Ah.
Never look, we defeated. They got us like paraplegic, frozen stiff and depleted. Body back by the waist, our history we repeated. Still they don't like the Kennedys. We all public enemies. The program satanic, tapping into our energies. They were super soaked, call themselves black and noble. Their position is global, so our transition is vocal. It all start with the churches, killer bees be the workers. Missionaries, they carry the wickedness to you surface. You know they hate us and bait us, their name is educators. Religions intimidate us, so we worship and invade us. They imprint to embed it, bloodline is pathetic. Loyalty to the royalty, second cousins of wedding. Guillotine to behead him, yes the queen has said it. Elohim's the legend, the way your sisters are brethren. How do you like that?
Yes, we like that.
Ready to fight back?
Ready to fight back.
But they don't like that?
No, they don't like that.
The power be in my people and fire strike back.
Can't you feel the earth shaking? We aroused in 1,144 acres. No, we ain't paper chasers. More like movers and shakers. Bringing the senses with vengeance to Mother Earth on a cake. From niggas to niggas, from rednecks to wiggers. When they try to come get us, they're using your public figures. Concentrate at the camper, microchip is the sample. Unity is the key, connecting all the bandanas. Your televisions and cameras, so don't switch to the box. Microphones in your home, whether you like it or not. No, we ain't overcoming, we just plumbing and bumming. They recognizing your third eye, it's your second coming.
How do you like that?
Yeah, we like that.
Ready to fight back?
Ready to fight back.
But they don't like that?
No, they don't like that.
The power be in my people and fire strike back, yeah.
Look for Houdini, I study Kundalini. Raising up through my vertebrae till I see the genie. So if your chakras are open, know that you are the chosen 144,000 around the cellars and broken.
Shot Blast, are you prepared to stand up for the liberation of your people?
I am.
Are you willing to fight against the wickedness and evil of this present day system?
I am.
Wait a minute, Shot Blast. We saved your people. We brought you over here from Africa. We gave you a new name, a new culture, a new language, a new religion, a new God. So what do you say to that?
Fuck you. The power of me and my people against the focus of evil. Got you looking for paradise through eyes of the needle. So as you look for Houdini, I study Kundalini. Rising up through my vertebrae till I see the genie.
How do you like that?
Yes, we like that.
Ready to fight back?
Ready to fight back.
But they don't like that?
No, they don't like that.
The power of me and my people and fire strike back. Yeah.
Roots, man, we love the confusion, believe in the new jam, so no revolution can take place. Do you erase the false faith that you embrace? Carrying loads of dead weight, we displace the over this earth curse with hate. Still bowing down to masters who burn and castrate. We so divine, spiritual slaves, death divines, and intertwined can recognize your black sign. You think not, so we rock brave and twist knots. That's not ether, galaxy rays and equinox. The soul seeker, astro sign, be the clock.
Welcome to the Black Womaniverse radio show. This is your host, Seek Wisdom.
I have been away for a few weeks, you know, trying to get a little bit of rest, a little bit of R&R. You know, we all need that sometimes, sisters, get us a little rest and, you know, get everything back together. Anyway, today is Sunday, and today we will be talking about, well, the show is about What Does It Really Mean, Part 3. And for anyone who's listening, if you are on Facebook and you are listening, come on over to join us in our chat room, blogtalkradio.com/blackwombiverse. If you are a sister who is interested in joining our temple, you can reach us at blackwombiverse.com. The temple there, we have a lot of information. We have a goddess library where, you know, tons of books in there. We have a temple study group where we study books together and go over the books. And we do a lot of things there in the temple. So if you're interested in joining the temple, you can. There is a fee for joining the temple, a monthly membership. So if you're interested in it, you can email us at blackwomb@divinechemistry.com. And chemistry is spelled K-H-E-M-E-S-T-R-Y. Let's see here. Let me check my switchboard and see who we have online. I am waiting for Alicia to call in. That is my wonderful travel agent and a sister who is also in the temple with us, and we are going to briefly talk about our goddess gathering cruise that's coming up. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and get into some details about this cruise that we have coming up. Let's see. Why is this computer acting like this? Yeah, I know computers have minds of their own. They do what they want to do. All right, we have a goddess gathering cruise to Jamaica. It is for 2011. It is going to be September 10th through September 15th of 2011. Our travel agent is Alicia Kyer, and she can be reached at 704-269-5498. On this cruise, we will have several speakers. Two of the speakers that will be on the cruise will be myself, Priestess Tara, or Seek Wisdom, and we also will have Pastor Flowers also on the cruise. It will be on a Carnival Destiny, and we will be leaving from Miami, Florida on September 10th, returning on the 15th. We will be visiting Freeport and Nassau, Bahamas on the cruise. So mainly it's going to be a whole lot of, you know, relaxation and sitting back and chilling in the Caribbean. And there will be one or two evenings where we will have, you know, some goddess talk. But, you know, pretty much it's going to be, you know, sisters getting together and relaxing and visiting the Caribbean. Y'all know we need a little vacation every now and then. So pretty much a time for the sisters to come together. And there's a lot of time to get things together for the cruise. The price is very reasonable, and there's a payment plan for it. So if you get on board and do your deposit now, there's a small fee that you pay per month up until you complete the payment for it, and you'll be able to afford to go on a cruise. And let's check the switchboards again to see if Alicia is on the line. Well, she is not on the line yet, but hopefully she will call in a few before I get into any information regarding the topic for the show today. But I'm going to go ahead and open up some lines here. I see we have Pastor Flowers on the line. Peace and blessings, Pastor Flowers.
Peace and blessings. How are you all today?
I am good. How are you?
I am good, too. Supposed to be working, and I'm not working, so I'm really good.
Good. All right. I have another line open here, and I believe this is my long-lost Holy Ghost friend. Is this you?
Yes, me.
This would be Black Magic. This would be Magic. What's up, sis?
Hi.
Hi. Greetings to everyone. I'm glad to be on the line live. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. We missed you and all.
Yeah, I missed y'all too.
All right. We have a few people in the chat room. Again, if you're listening to us on Facebook, come on over and join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Black Womaniverse. Our call-in number is 646-716-7675. I do want to let the sisters know that, Kendra, can you call in right quick because I want you to get some details on your class coming up. For the sisters who may not be familiar with your YouTube page and may not already be in the temple, I want to give them a chance to be able to participate with the class that we that you have set up. So if you could call in and give us some information regarding your class, that would be great. 646-716-7675. I know you're probably busy. I didn't really want to put you on the spot, but I really want to get some information out regarding that class. Anyway, so what's been going on with you, Magic?
Just working, being a workaholic, trying to survive right now.
Now, before we get into the book that I'm going to go over today, I have a surprise book that I'm going to get into. But the first book I'm going to get into is The Great Black Mama of Creation by Dr. Suzar. And I'm going to be reading some information from that book, and then we'll be getting into our, okay, there's Kendra. Let me, Miss Goddess Networks. Peace and blessings, sis. How you doing?
Hey, ladies. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Kendra.
Hey, Miss Lady.
How you?
I'm just great.
Great.
Now, Kendra, if you could tell us about this wonderful class you have coming up and any other classes that you have coming up so that the sisters that are on the line that would like to participate can do that.
Well, hello, everybody. I sure can do that. I am the Goddess Networks. You can find my page on YouTube, the Goddess Networks, or my other home, Mama Matriarchs. And the class coming up next week starts September 20th. It'll be through the 24th. And it will be an hour a day unless, you know, we go over. And the call is based on parthenogenesis, what it is, what it isn't, the power of women's bodies, why we need to learn what parthenogenesis is, even if people say, well, you're not doing that anymore. So anyway, everything about the woman should be dissected, learned, pulled apart, put together, regardless if the abilities are latent, dormant, or if, you know, you can still use them. So next week, in honor of the woman and her God-like ability, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to come out of a book called Mysteries of Human Reproduction by Dr. Raymond Bernard. I'm sending everybody that signs up for the class a copy of the book, and we are going to take 3 chapters a day, and then we're going to meet and talk about it, discuss it, and chat about it and get everybody's thoughts and opinions. You will probably need a medical dictionary, but of course they're online. But that's it, and it's going to be an intense class. Got some very interested women. Already got 20 women plus coming to this class. So we are going to get into some heavy topics, and you can go to my website or contact me on YouTube, and contact Seek, and the class is just $20, and well, it's not a class, it's more of a call, and we can go from there, but that's it, and I look forward to talking to y'all ladies all next week.
Now, before you finish, I want to speak about why this class is important. Like, I heard what you said the class is about and what some people say about parthenogenesis, but why is it important for women to understand this and really get into the study from a medical, genetic, and a biological and a scientific perspective versus just a spiritual one?
Because it is my stance that the woman is God, especially the black woman. She is the first God. And if she's the first God, that means she is the creator, sustainer, life giver, force, pro and con, of all things. And I have noticed, even in my own teaching of this, that Goddess is very sloganized. It is very, very light workerish. It is very surface level. The deeper depths of the woman and why she is God is really not being brought out. And if we're going to talk about the original creatrix of all things, then we have to talk about her biological anatomy. What makes her God? Is it just because she can have a baby? Is it just because she can create? And if she can create, why is she the only human being that can create only herself? So you have to get deeper than the first level. You have to get deeper than this, and you have to know why you are God on every level. And the basis of a lot of the occult work is also based on the woman's body, healing the woman's body, nurturing the woman's body, everything, the woman's body. She is the start prototype of everything that comes out of her. So that's why we're going to talk about. We're going to get out of this spiritual stuff. Spiritual is good, but you cannot go on a college campus or talk to somebody about being God talking about stuff coming out of the sky. That you got to get a whole lot deeper than that. And interesting enough, another reason why I think it's important, see, is because women, we don't know. I don't know what I can say on your call. So I'll be nice.
It's not our private temple call, so keep that in mind. But you can say whatever the hell you want to say.
Women, we don't know shit. We don't know shit. We don't know anything about ourselves, period. Mm. Period. Like I said on another video, the majority of us probably know what it feels like to have a baby way before we've even had any full-body orgasms. We don't have a clue about our nervous system, reproductive system, and a lot of stuff that has been taught by a male, which I'm not saying is completely wrong, but it has to have a female backing, a female perceptive, if you will, a definition or defining by the female. And for black women, I have not seen, y'all may have, but I've not seen us take on us like we're going
right.
to take on us next week, and like we are
right.
women all over are starting, especially black women, starting to take on us now. We have to study us. We can't just sit and let someone else tell us what we are, what we can do, and all this other stuff. No, so that is another reason, because I've just noticed in seeing and talking to women that we don't know a damn thing. Basics that children are now learning about anatomy and biology in fourth and fifth grade,
wow.
grown women don't know.
Right.
And,
right.
It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, there you have it. The classes start tomorrow. I put the link in the chat room so you can see the Occult Mysteries of Parthenogen Isis on YouTube by our instructor, the Goddess Networks. And, you know, check some more of her videos out. Most people who listen to this radio show are very familiar with her and her YouTube page. And, you know, hey, that's what it is. That's what we're going to be focusing on this week coming up. And, again, as I said earlier, you know, we're doing some very intensive studies and everything within the temple. And if you are interested in joining the temple, blackwomaniverse.com. So, Kendra, did you have anything else to add briefly? Okay, well, Kendra hung up, so I guess not. All right. I have my travel agent on the line, so I'm going to open her line. I'm going to put, Magic, I'm going to put you on hold a moment. I'm going to keep Pastor Flowers' line open. And, okay. Alicia, how are you?
I am excellent. How are you, beautiful?
I am wonderful now that you're on the line.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
I got to warn y'all, she's a fireball of energy.
I was busy being God creating, and I ran a little late. I apologize.
That's all right. You need time for your creation, so it's okay.
Yes.
Now, I already got into a little bit of the information regarding the gathering of the Goddess Cruise coming up that Pastor Flowers and myself will be speaking on. And I invited everyone who is a listener from every corner of the globe to come on that cruise with us to have fun and to get into some more details about the Goddess and to kick back and relax and be our beautiful selves on that Carnival Destiny Cruise.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you could, you know, give everyone your name, your contact information, and speak about, you know, what it is that you do and how you can assist organizations and businesses through travel.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Alicia Kyer. I own Honor and Glory Executive Travel. Our email address is honorandglorytravel@gmail.com. We are always giving honor and glory to the goddess, which is within, and are very, very excited about the opportunity to be the sponsors of the 2011 Gathering of the Goddesses Cruise Retreat to Jamaica. We will have four outstanding speakers, and we are so very, very blessed and excited to have this opportunity for women who are coming into the fullness of who they are to hear the truth, to be together as one. If you can imagine all of that power together out in the element of the water, that ship may begin to levitate. We never know what will happen. So it's going to be excellent. We cannot wait. While we're out on Grand Cayman, there is a sister that will be teaching belly dance. We're going to have meditation at sea right there on the water. So it is going to be an absolutely phenomenal experience. That Sunday and that Wednesday, we will have speakers and seminars, and we're going to just enjoy one another. Many of us have become raw vegans, vegetarians, as we are preparing our bodies to be able to go forth in all that we know. And there are excellent vegan and vegetarian options on the ship, as well as those you know, who are still eating live animals. There's still opportunities for them to eat on the ship as well. So we will be together on the beautiful Carnival Destiny. That's going to be September 10th through the 15th. And we can be contacted at 704-269-5498. That's 704-269-5498. The way that we want to help our sisters is that we specialize in fundraiser cruises. We do fundraiser cruises for nonprofit organizations, places of worship, things to that effect. But also, if you have a vision or a dream and you want to manifest it, if you want to write a book, if you want to own your own business, but finances are the challenge that you're having, I am the person that you want to call, because our fundraiser cruises give you the opportunity to develop capital for your business. So say you know that you need $20,000 to $30,000 in order to really do your business and not have it rigged or ghetto. We want to be able to show you how to do a cruise that will afford you that kind of money, so that you don't have to go and get a bank loan or have a lot of challenges when you start your business. So again, our number is 704-269-5498. That's 704-269-5498. My name is Alicia Kyer. I'm the owner of Honor and Glory Executive Travel. If you're interested in the Gathering of the Goddesses, the information is on our website, the Black Womaniverse website, the Ning site. And also, it's not too late to pay your deposit. You want to go ahead and jump on board. We already have 90 women that will be sailing, and so we want to bring in the rest of the goddesses so that it will be phenomenal. I appreciate the opportunity to share with everybody.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you and everything that you are doing.
Thank you, ma'am.
And excited about these cruises coming up. I like traveling.
Yeah!
You are too funny. All right, sis. I'm going to put you back on mute for a moment. Press 1 on your keypad so your hands will go down. That way, if you have a question or a comment later on in the segment today, we'll be able to tell. All right, I'm Pastor Flowers. You still with me?
I'm still here.
All right, Magic. I've got your line open back up.
Okay.
All right, before I get into this book that I'm going to get into, I want to touch on the book that you said that you were reading so I can go over the comment I made earlier. What's the name of the book that you were reading?
Okay, I was reading Lost Scriptures by Bart D. Ehrman. That's Ehrman. Mm-hmm. And it's basically supposed to be a book of the books that didn't make it into the Bible, or the books that got taken out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And and I was just reading through some of the chapters that were in here, and the one that caught my eye was the Secret Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. And we were the Secret Book of John. There's also a Secret Gospel of John. But anyway, so this was going over how, like, humans were created and, you know, how the first person came into being. And it said that it started off with just this spirit energy, just this all-encompassing thing. And the first thought that came out of that energy was female, which they named it Sophia. And when Sophia came into being, she would ask that energy to give her the power to do all of these other things. So she was the first, she was the source of all creation, basically.
Right, and so that energy would have been the Great Mother. And so the great Mother's first thought was feminine energy, which was Sophia. Mm-hmm. And from Sophia, she asked for, you know, powers to create.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so then how, after Sophia asked for powers to create, how did the Gnostic scriptures and a character or a entity by the name of Adalaboth get in the picture?
Okay. It said that Sophia, like I said, she was asking this energy or the Great Mother to give her the power to create and do all of these things. But apparently one day she decided to go ahead and create without asking for the power to do it, or the energy from the Great Mother to do it first. And then that's when she created this being. What's the name of it? Because I don't know how to say that.
The name of the being, Taisha, I see you in the chat room. You missed your jam earlier. Fight back. We played that as an intro. All right. The being that was created was called Adalaboth. And anyone who's familiar with the Gnostic text, which is the reason why I've been saying we need to get into the Gnostic text, Adalaboth is an entity that was created by Sophia, but this entity did not wait for his female counterpart that was supposed to be a part of him to be created. He wanted to prove that he could do everything the Great Mother could do. So he separated and went about and stole a portion of the sun to create his own universe, and then created these beings. Mm-hmm. And these beings, when he created them, were inanimate. So, you know, the Great Mother was trying to figure out a way to kind of sort of, you know, she had allowed him to go and make these creatures to, you know, try to show him, or these beings, to try to show him, you know, you can't do what I do. And you really should have waited for your feminine side of yourself so you can have the wisdom to understand why you can't do everything that I can do. Okay? So he went and created these beings, but they were inanimate. They couldn't move. So the Great Mother pretty much said, well, you know, in order for them to move, you have to blow life into them. And I know the story sounds familiar because this is the same story that's told in the book of Genesis in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
except the name Adalaboth is not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he goes and he blows life into the inanimate beings. And so when he blows life into the inanimate beings, this was the way that the Great Mother was able to put her essence into these beings, so that later on, when the time came about, these beings could come back into the fullness of who and what they were supposed to be, joining back up with their feminine part of themselves to understand who and what they could possibly be and where they came from.
Right. And go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, according to this book, as far as the commentary from the author, he says that this Adalaboth dude, that he is the God that we see in the Bible that's always
right.
saying, I'm a jealous God, and there's
exactly.
no God but me. And, you know, like
if
this defensive
God. If there's only one, Right, and if there was only one God, why would you have had to tell anybody that there's only one God but me? You don't have
Correct.
To say that if you are the only thing.
Exactly.
Correct. You know, so he had to go and tell people, you know, I'm the only thing smoking. I'm the hottest thing around. I'm jealous. You can't worship nobody else. If there was nobody else to worship and you were the only one, what's the point?
Correct. Yeah, and it even tells that after, you know, Sophia tricked him into blowing the breath of life into this creature, that he became jealous of the creature because the creature had the light of the mother in it.
Right, and he didn't have the light of the mother.
Right, because
Correct.
He was ignorant of, you know,
of
her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I wanted you to say that to get into that book because it's a good intro into a part of what I'm going to read from Dr. Suzaw's book, The Great Black Mama of Creation. Now, I'm going to get this book scanned, and we will add it into the goddess library inside the temple so that the sisters will have access to this book. I'm going to skip over these. I'm going to read from 7 pages, but I'll start here. Hence, all words meaning source or center are from feminine roots. Source from circle, circle from goddess Kar, or Kore from Kar, center from Kin, a name of the womb. Heart from the goddess Har, middle from the same roots as mother. Ma'at and Mut, epicenter from goddess Ap. This reflects the profound truth that the source of all life is feminine. God is female, and female contains male. This is consistent with nearly all the words meaning male. She contains he. Goddess contains God. Woman contains man. Every hard thing began from a soft inner source. Think about it. She goes on to say the great mama, the Jin queen or the queen Jin. And there she has, the queen of heaven is an ancient title of the eternal great mother, symboled by the moon. The word queen is from the same root as the word Jin. Ken, know, knowledge, cunning, canon, kundalini. What does that tell you about Her Majesty? Besides being wisdom, she is also intelligence. Sa was the African name of her holy blood as the blood of goddess As or Isis. You can see Sa in her name, A-S, spelled backwards, being the great mother's wise blood. Sa contained the spirit of all intelligence and was the very personification of the intelligence. Sa was the divine fluid of sovereignty and internal life. The lake of Sa was the lake of the Holy Spirit in the Kemite cosmology. Baptism in this lake of Sa was literally a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sa gives us the word sea, and the water of the sea and the ocean is literally the blood of Mother Earth. Our own blood is similar in constitution, even salty. The moon was a chalice for the Sa, and the moon has a profound effect on the water of the earth as well as all women, giving them their menstrual periods. All right, I'm going to skip to another section. She is heaven, 7, Seba, and Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know why heaven is often referred to as sevenfold. The seventh heaven, the word heaven literally means 7.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 is the same of the Sabaean great mother, the sevenfold mother called Sefek, Seba, Shiva, Heba, Heba, Hova, yes, and Jehovah.
Yes.
She is 7 spirits. She is the 7 spirits of God and the 7 spirits before the throne in Revelation 4:5. As Aditi, she bore the 7 sons in the Hindu mythology. Derived from Ali, her first 7 sons in the original African version, she has the 7 eyes which run to and fro through the whole earth. Zechariah 4:10. The phrase makes no sense until seen in its hidden astrological meanings as the 7 pole star constellations that never set. She is the Mexican mother goddess, Cibacotl, the serpent women of 7 serpents, the 7 sisters of Pleiades, the candlesticks with the 7 branches, the 7 spirits of the great bear found in Kemet, China, and Japan. She is the 7 cows, bears, or sisters found in the oldest mythologies. She is Zeb of the biblical Zebulon, a son of Jacob.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was some good information just now.
That was powerful.
All right. I'm going to move on. No wonder, yeah, I'm hot. No wonder the original names of God are female. Okay, Allah. Allah, the name, is a late Islamic masculinization of the Arabian goddess Allat, formerly worshipped at the Kaaba in Mecca. Islam, Allah, is a male transformation of the moon goddess of Arabia. Her ancient symbol, the crescent moon, still appears on Islamic flags, even though modern male Muslims deny its feminine symbolism roots. She was part of the female trinity. The other two deities were Quray, the black virgin, and Al-Uzza, the powerful one. This holy trinity was known as Manat, the threefold moon, a version of the triple goddess and triple darkness. They are also, as Sister Sabless just said, the seven African powers, when we were just speaking about those number sevens earlier. Now, see, most of us know or think of the seven African powers as the, you know, the seven African powers from the Orishas. But originally, the seven African powers did not have any masculine connotations to it whatsoever.
Correct.
It was all feminine. Okay, so we move on to Amen. Amen is the name of God in Egypt. So-called Christians still say Amen at the end of their prayers. What does that tell you about God, Amen? Really, it is Goddess Amen. Before God, Amen, there was Goddess Amen, or Amenti. God Amen derives his name from Goddess Amenti, or Amenti, who preceded him. The biblical God is called the Amen in Revelation 3:4. The Amen means hidden and was also the name for the womb. Who's got the womb? Not men or even God or even God. That's why wombless males, God had to resort to creating man with just clay. But the goddess gave birth to her children from her holy Amen, the womb, the original Greek black. Amen contains Om, and Am, the holy cosmic mantra, the primal word allegedly uttered in the beginning of creation by the great mama, the original logos, the word herself. Reversed, Am is Mo, Ma, Mu, Mua, which are all mother syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amazing.
I was over there having a
year. Yes, amazing. I just love it. Because
having a eargasm.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. All right. Christ and Krishna are derived from Karas or Christ, found on Egyptian monuments or Karas or Kebron or Neb Karas, meaning Lord Christ. Karas can be further derived from two names of the Great Mama as Kar and Ast. Jet black virgin goddess Kar is a terrestrial mother or heart soul of Mother Earth, whose name yields cardia, heart, core, care, cheer. Goddess Ast or Isis was the radiant celestial mother regarding the soul from soul and solar of the star called Sirius, brightest star in the heavens. Thus, Ast exemplified the divine bright light pouring from creation's great black quarry, exemplified by Kar, and personified as the Great Pyramid with its polished white limestone casing and jet black capstone. No wonder Krishna means black in Sanskrit. Krishna's life was virtually identical to that of Christ because both are copied from Asal Haru, the original African prototypical Karast, or Hare Krishna in Haru Karast. Thus, the name Christ has a feminine origin. In essence, Christ Krishna Karast means love. The Christ essence brought great love to the planet, bright, radiant love that was derailed and supplanted by the unlight, false light of the anti-life essence, ungod, which still does the vast volume of his work through the counterfeit rewritten Bibles and false religions of the children of Set, and they were anciently called by the Africans of Nile Valley. L. Before I go to L, I just want to remind everyone, it's good to utilize resources, but you also have to make sure that you're reading more than one type of book from different type of authors. That's why I'm presenting this book written by a black woman, okay? Also, the reason why I said this here is that because even though I respect Dr. Suzar, I don't necessarily, and this is just me speaking, this is just Priestess Seek Wisdom or Priestess Tara or Tara, however you want to label me or what have you. This is just my opinion. I respect Dr. Suzar because she's done a lot of research and she speaks directly from the heart, but I don't agree with necessarily everything she says because to me, she sometimes tends to focus on white people doing everything when, and this may be a little controversial, but I'm known to be a very controversial person. Everything that happened to us is not solely on white people. Black people need to check themselves.
Correct.
Because it's a lot of stuff that we have done to our own people and to other people before they ever got a chance to do anything to us.
Right.
And so instead of always giving your power away to somebody who came from you, who you taught, yeah, I said it, we need to check what happened in our own house because you can't bring a god down unless a god did it to one of the other gods. And that's all I'm going to say. Our shit had to be fucked up before someone else was able to come in. They had to get them an entrance point. But I'll say those things for another show at another time. I'm going. L is derived from Kamite Ali, meaning divine, deity, exalted, glorious. It signifies both male and female deities. The Ali is an ancient name for the seven glorious ones, the co-creators responsible for the 7 days of creation. El is Al of goddess Alat in a previous paragraph. Since Kemite El equals R, then Al equals R, reversed R equals Ra, a later name of the mother's son. Now here I want to talk about Amen and Ra. Because if we just found out Amen is female, and it came from Amenti or Ament, who was a goddess, and we just figured out that L equals R in the Kemetic language and that Al equals R, and if you reverse it, it's Ra. Can't nobody say nothing about Amen Ra being male,
mm-hmm.
because that's a bold-faced lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just speaking that from this one resource. If you research Sekhmet, you will find out that Sekhmet is a sun goddess, and that Sekhmet and Heru were the same goddess, and that the Eye of Ra was Sekhmet and Heru,
mm-hmm.
or Hathor, as some people refer
That's
to her
right.
as.
That's right.
Okay, if you're going to do research, you have to get into it, and you can't just take information that somebody told you. You have to really go dig down and do the research. And I'm speaking to the ladies when I say this, because a lot of times when we jump from out of the Christian, the Islam, or the Hebrew, Israelite, or whatever we come from, our background, we jump into the conscious community or any other type of community and start holding on to information that people give us without doing our own proper research, mainly because when you take something away, you have to replace it with something or you leave a void. But in that void, we're leaving ourselves open to just being filled in with more bullshit without doing research to substantiate what we're reading or what we're being told. Okay, God. The word God is derived from Kut, and that's spelled K-H-U-T, having several meanings. Kut was the name of the oldest great mother in Afrobis, capital of the 10th nome of the lore or northern Kemet. God is the same word as Kut. The earliest Kut or God was the maker and reproducer of a circle, the go-around in a circle, the opener of the circle. Behind God is the goddess Ked, and so the God is secondary. Kuti or Gudi was the name of seven glorious ones, the first offspring of the great mother and great father, which was one entity. The seven Kuti appear in Revelations 4 and 5 as the seven spirits of God. They are the Elohim, or plural God, in Genesis 1:26, saying, "Let us make man in our image."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kut also means light and was the name of Ast or Isis as the giver of light. At the beginning of the year, her son, Heru, The prototype for Christ was thus called Harkuti, the light of the world. Mm-hmm. Kuti was the name of the Great Pyramid of Kemet. What does that tell you about this timeless structure? Haru, or Horus. Kuti, let me put that in the chat room. Okay, because it's spelled K-H-U-T-I. At least that's the way Dr. Suzar is spelling it. And that sounds very similar to cunt or cunty, if you ask me, and you all know that's God right there.
And a lot of older women used to call their vaginas cootie.
Right.
Yeah, cootie. Yeah, you're cootie. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, the funny part is, there's a lot of names that go back to the source. And it's all feminine. It's all divine feminine. But one name that people don't connect is Tuat. T-U-A-T.
Mm-hmm. Tuat.
And ever since I was young, I've heard females refer to their pussy, yoni, coochie, cunt, or cooch as a twat.
Mm-hmm.
That's God.
That's right.
Yeah, I said it, coochie. I'm looking at the chat room. Laugh out loud at coochie. That's right. Laugh all you want, but you can cry later when you don't get it. All right. Karu. His name even begins with her.
Mm-hmm.
Her you. Her you. He was her son, the original Kuras, from which Krishna, Christ, and all the world's other crucified sun god saviors derived from. I got to pause there. Mm-hmm. Does everyone not realize that the whole reason that the original gods were sun gods was because they were the son of God? I just need to pause there in a moment of silence right there because I just want to let that one sink in. Heru is Harlu, Lord You. Like his father's name, Asar, Osiris, meaning born of Ast or Isis, Heru's name is derived from one of her names, specifically the goddess Har, whom the Greeks called Hera. A Greek version of him was Heracles, whose name meant glory of Har. Hera or Heracles, 12 labors symbolize the sun passage through the astrological signs. Har means head, mountain, lofty day. Derivatives of Har or Heru include hero, air, heart, harmony, harlot, harem, hour, horology, horoscope, and horizon. Israel, I got one short sentence, begins with the name of the goddess Isis, Ast. Isis, Ra, El. We already said what Ra means. We already said what El means. Y'all already know who Isis is. There's no more to be said on that one. Jehovah. Two-thirds of Jehovah is the mother. Jehovah is Mother Eve, Eva, Shava, Hava, He. The He is Father, Jah, I.
Yeah.
The great cosmic mother is your mother, father. It's all rolled up into one. And before, as you were discussing, before this entity that some call Adalabah, but there are other names for this entity, before the quote-unquote gods started, started becoming quote-unquote gods, The spirit, I'm going to name this energy, and I have to clear, I got to stop here. I got to clear this up because, sisters, listen to this and listen to this real good. There's been some debates popping up lately on radio shows. There's even a debate playing in New York, if I'm not mistaken, and the ironic thing is these people are debating if the black woman is God. Honestly, there's nothing to be debated about whether the black woman is God, you see, because there's no way that a black being or any other being would have ever been on this planet had we not pushed you out of our pussies.
Right.
Okay? And I'm saying that just like that because people get all caught up in, you know, why you got to talk so verbal, this and that. I can say what the fuck I want to say, how the fuck I want to say it. It ain't shit you can say about that goddamn shit.
Speak it.
You know, nobody's going to tell me how to talk, how to dress, what to wear, what to eat. Fuck all that shit. It's so much things sitting around that's keeping us blocked up from being able to get to the meat of what these things that are up against us are all about. We sitting here talking about who screwed up, who live, who cares? I don't care about all that stuff. What I want to know is the real research and how to get to the information so we can find out what it is that we're really supposed to be doing here.
That's it.
You know, and the reason why I brought up these debates and things that have started to spring up is because how you got our sons debating whether we God. How dare you even debate whether you God when you had to come out your mother's cuss to even be here to have that question come out of your mouth? What do you mean? What do you mean your mother ain't God? So you pretty much spitting on your mama's womb. Yet you have nipples that show your degenerate form of her because your nipples don't work. And you have a navel that proves that you were connected to her because she fed you through her blood.
Right.
And you have the nerve to say that she's not God? When a woman gets pregnant, she's given that baby 360 degrees of knowledge. That baby is born going through 9, possibly 10 zodiacs. The stress that women are put under while they're developing these babies is the cause of why some of these babies come out, one, to be male, and two, having emotional issues.
Correct.
Yeah, I said it. One of the problems.
It's a good reason I didn't have to go to work today.
I didn't plan on saying all that. Let me just, I'm going to digress for a minute because I'm going to hold that for later. Whoa. Anyway, let me go back to the, I got to finish talking about this debate right quick. Okay, so, sisters, if you're going to debate with somebody, you have to learn how to argue and how to debate. And what I mean by that is if somebody's going to tell you, how can you prove that God is real and that the black woman is God without getting into mythology? If they say that to you, and then during the course of the so-called debate or conversation, they start talking about Amun-Ra and how Amun-Ra created everything, you're supposed to step in and say, hold on, goddammit. You said that we couldn't use mythology, and if you're going to just use science and medicine and genetics, let's do this. You give me some science to show me how a man pushed the baby out his penis or his ass. Show me that. Because I can take you to any hospital that has obstetrics and that birth babies and show you where the hell God come from in female and male form.
And how he got it.
Oh, and by the way, males, men, are women.
Correct.
I said it. Men are women. There's nothing on this planet but women. It's just that some of them are a little bit degenerate. And if we have time later, we're going to get into a little bit of that. I'm not going to give you everything. Well, we're going to get into a little bit of it if we have time. So let me keep going forward. All right. Lord. The Son truly is the Lord. Lord is derived from Lar, L-A-R. Lar is from Ra, an African name for the sun. Ra is backwards is R, an arson, ire, irate, also a name from his hot majesty. And since Egyptian L equals R, as we discussed earlier, then Ra equals La, and Lar, in other words, is laurel, and greatly coveted Olympian wreath, which originated as a symbol of the great mother, sweet Yoni. If only Eulorius knew the truth. The D at the end of Lord D, the D at the end of Lord B is, or Lord, is apparently the feminine T. So you know how we would say Ast or Aset, and they say Lord or Lard. Kemet, you know, in that language, D and T were interchangeable.
Right.
Okay. The great mama's name, Aset or Ra'at, in fact, goddess Ra'at or Ra'at preceded the sun god, Ra, who is just her son. This gives us Lart and betrays that Lart or Lord was originally feminine before jealous male gods confiscated the role. We unavoidably arrive at the word lard. Yes, the Lord was fat. Go ahead and laugh. Fat equal plenty, abundance, thus happiness. The most ancient sculptures of the Lord goddess is invariably represented the great mother as fat or voluptuous, with protruding generous hips like that of many black women and breasts overflowing from rich, fat, creamy milk like that of an antebellum South black mammy. Her horned bovine head symbol is called Alpha, Aleph, Aleph, which is the origin of the word lipo, meaning fat.
Can I say something real quick?
I just want to say peace to Sun Nubian, our brother in the chat room. You know, peace and respect to him because he understands what we're talking about here today. Fed her. That's right, Sha. Fed her.
That's father.
That's past the flowers thing right there. Fed her. She been hollering, fed her, and I want my dick back for the longest time. all right, go ahead, sis.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the letter D because I was just sometimes I look up words on Edom Online, the etymology website, and I looked up something. It was something about the letter D. I can't remember what the root was. But the letter D, it said, is actually, you know, when you go back to Greek, is delta. And delta actually meant womb. And the letter D, the way that they made the letter D was based upon the shape of the yoni.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to add that.
Wow. Yeah, that's good information. Thank you for adding that. I'm going to go to the switchboard right quick because someone has their hand up. We've got an hour and 2 minutes left. We'll probably go over possibly an hour, but and the chat room will still be open. But let me check this line out. Area code 313, could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from? Area code 313.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now. Peace, brother, how are you?
I'm doing all right, peace. This is Brother Josh Stan, Elevated from Detroit, Michigan. I had a quick question for you, Queen.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, peace to all the queens on the panel. I'm going to take you back a little bit. I heard you mention something. You said God comes from Kut. And I've been studying the etymology of the word, and I've seen the link to Nut, and I know that it was feminine at first, and later changed to masculine. And I noticed the similarities between the two words, Nut and Kut. And I was wondering if you could if you could expand on that any, and maybe even reference somewhere where I can study that as well. Peace, Queen. I just wanted to get a little clarification.
Well. I will give you this. A lot of the names and different spellings and different so-called translations of them, everything really comes from one. And because of the different cultures going around the globe and things of that nature, that's how these different names and spellings have come about. A good reference tool to use when you're looking at some of the deities and different spellings of their names and how they're, some of them are the same, but they have different mythological stories that go with them or different just different spellings and information. One book is the Dictionary of Ancient Deities.
Okay.
That particular book, it's some deities that are not in it. I have found some deities that are not in that book. But for the most part, mostly every deity is mentioned there, and at least one or two of the stories regarding those deities are mentioned there. So that's a good basis for research when you're looking into some of the gods and goddesses.
Okay. Thank you very much, Queen. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Press 1 on your keypad so your hand can go down the switchboard, you know, just in case you have another question later, I'll be able to tell. All right. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was about to speak on my hot. All right. Yeah, I was getting ready to get into Mahatma. Literally means great mother. But has been masculinized and now means a male Hindu sage. The original Mahatmas were the primal matriarchs of Matrika Devis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Netir or Netir. African source of the word nature or mother. Netir is usually translated as god or gods, but the evidence denied and ignored by male scholars indicates the primal supreme being was female. Male gods were called Netir only when they are only when they wore artificial breasts. Netirit or Nutrit, meaning nurturer, was a common synonym for goddess. The Book of Coming Forth by Days, miscalled the Book of the Dead, distinguished between gods and Netri or Nutri. I am, quote, I am devoted in my heart without feigning. O thou Netri, more than gods. Netir Netri was defined as self-produced primeval matter. The ocean of uterine blood before creation holding future forms in the condition of formless or chaos. White male scholars actually translated this concept Lake of God. Its real meaning lay in its root syllable, nu or nut. And the brother that just called in obviously was on cue. an ocean of infinite extent and fathomless depth bearing the germs of all kinds of life. Ra. Ra or Ra-Rait or Rahab were names for the great mother goddess. Ra'at yields radiation. Rahab equals Rab, Lab, Lav, Love. For Egyptians, L, R equals L and B equals V. Ra'at of the two lands, the Lady of Heavens, mistress of the gods. Her full name was Ra'at-Tiut, and it's spelled R-A-T hyphen T-A-I-U-T. Ra'at of the world. Her city was Kemet Anu, called on in the Bible of Heliopolis by the Greeks. Sun god Ra was only a son of the goddess, an elite addition of the Egyptian pantheon. All right, rabbi. Before there were rabbis, there were rabbatus or rabbatus or female rabbis, rabbatu, meaning holy one, applied to the great goddess and her priestesses. Theo or Tau. Theo is the O, Ta'al, Tau, and O is a circle, a primary symbol of mother god, black dot, Theot, the Ot, great O of the black goddess. The African source for Theo is Egyptian Ta, meaning light, to give, time, the, and god of the circle, etc. All right. No wonder religious rituals are feminine. Nearly all of the ancient rituals in Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, etc. are feminine, meaning something feminine and was originated by African women, the original priests. Examples, baptism really means going back to the great mother's womb to be reborn.
Mm-hmm.
All the water symbolizes the water bag of birth. Water was the source. Men still wear her skirts. The high priests and judges of religions around the world all wear gowns, skirts, and robes. This originated from the time when only women were the priests. Even the word priest has a feminine African origin connected with love, sex, and purity.
Mm-hmm.
Males usurped women from the previous positions of authority on all levels, but retained the existing structures and icons originated by black women, modifying them only if they were blatantly feminine. Examples. As patriarchy subjugated women, priestesses, and the knowledge of the great goddess, they designated their male gods as self-created, whereas before the same gods were the sons of their mother. Naturally, men rescripted the creation stories, eliminating goddess and having their womb-less gods make man from clay, whereas the goddess gave birth to original humanity, her children from her womb.
Okay.
No wonder the top holy books are named after the great mama. And quite literally, and quite naturally, since she was the original source and inspiration of the world's spiritual cosmologies originated in Africa by black women and priestesses and spread throughout the planet by the black parents of humanity. The terms holy books and holy Bible themselves are copied from the original holy writings, which even today are still called hieroglyphs, meaning holy writings. Hiero means holy. Let's see. And I said, hold on, wait. Chemite R equals L makes hiero helo or holy, and glyphics equals graphics or graphics. Present-day religion and so-called holy books are a sad perversion, reversal, distortion, and a degeneration of the original black matriarchal African cosmology or star science. But enough fragments and clues exist to recreate an overview of the big picture when the dots are connected. True etymology is the greatest key for recreating the picture, and this picture always points to the great black mama, the source. All right, I'm going to stop here because something is keep hitting me to say so that, because I understand brothers are listening, and I want brothers to understand something. The comment I made earlier about the fact that men are really women, we're one and the same. So when we're talking about the great mother and that God is feminine, if a man acknowledges the great mother, that acknowledges that feminine part of him, that's that. You know what I'm saying? God is masculine and feminine energy rolled up in one, but God manifests on this planet in form of the black woman. Her sons come from her, but her sons are still one and the same. When nature creates something, you can't get something from that first thing unless it was originally a part of it or is still a part of it in just a degenerate state. And when I say degenerate state, I'm not trying to speak bad or nasty or trying to degrade men or anything like that. I'm strictly coming from a genetic, biological, scientific, and medical disposition when I say degenerate. And hopefully if we have time, if I finish getting into this information, which I got about one more page, when I finish getting into this, I'm going to get into something that I think everybody should have a copy of, because there's a couple books everybody should have a copy of, but I'm going to touch on this one book in a minute. So I was just pressed to say that, so that's why I got into that. All right, Bible. The word Bible can be traced to two overlapping roots, Biblios and Bab-El. Biblios is from papyrus. Biblos was the holy city of the Great Mother and the oldest continuously occupied temple in the world. A chief Canaanite city, Biblos was famous for its vast collection of papyruses or Bibles. Biblos was also the name of papyrus swamps of Kemet. The original Bible is the Bab-El. Bab means circle, ball, and whirling. El means divine deity, elevated, high, glorious. The first Bible was the divine scripture of the whirling heavens overhead. Hidden for at least 2,000 years, the astounding secrets and truth about the Bab-El is revealed in 777 or Bab-El, the true Bible, which I also have in my library here that I might read from on another show. Anyway, the papyrus plant is named after Bab. It resembles a big puff ball on the top of a tall stem. The papyrus was even a type of great mama as Wati, the papyrus. The natural and naturally the holy city Biblos and the true Bible are named after and dedicated to the Bab, the great mother. Quran. Originally the words of God is Koreh, giving the Quran its very name. Goddess Koreh is the Arabic version of Kar, the jet black virgin goddess, heart soul of Mother Earth, who gives her name to heart words, core, cardio, care, cherish, courage. Since Kemite, R equals L, Kar is Kali, the great mother is the black Hindu triple goddess. The original writings of Quran was done long before Muhammad's time by African priestesses, holy imams, a word related to ima, meaning mother. Like the Albino Man's Bible, the Quran and the Vedas were greatly rewritten to support patriarchal anti-female laws to obliterate the figures of goddess and her priestesses. Veda, the Hindu Bible. Veda is from the same root as the word witch. Wit or witch means knowledge and sight. Other words from the same root include wit or knowledge, unwitting, unknowing, witta, counselor in Old English, watch, witness, video, vidhir, which means to see or to look in Latin. The original witches were black African wise women and priestesses stolen and kidnapped from Africa. Stolen because they possessed a wealth of knowledge or wit in many African sciences, mathematics, star science, agriculture, chemistry, including and especially the healing arts. Herbal healing, especially from Africans, were so attuned to nature. Their knowledge was stolen by the Europeans who, with no credit given to them, only demeaning terms like the black arts, which actually point to black African origins, voodoo, juju, etc. Thus, the African healing arts were diabolized, belittled, and demeaned, along with the great mama and her black daughters. In India, invading albinos usurped black civilizations, rewrote the black sacred texts and teachings, and gave blacks a perversion of their original Veda. This version is as racist, anti-female, and anti-black as the albino Bible, which they did the same thing to. All right. I'm going to look on the switchboard and check the chat room to see if anybody has any questions or comments. I see, Ja, you have another question, so, brother, I'm going to open your line. Your line is open, Ja.
Oh, peace, Queen. I actually didn't have another question, sister. I'm just here doing the knowledge. Go on ahead, Queen.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Pastor Flowers, did you have a comment or question about what we just read from Dr. Suzar's book, The Great Black Mama of Creation?
No, I'm just glad it's being read, and I'm not crazy.
All right, I'm going to check another line. Lynn, your line is open. Did you have a comment or question about anything we've discussed so far?
Good evening, everybody. I actually do have a question. You mentioned when you were going over the Quran, you tied that in with Cali. Can you clear that up a little bit for me? I'm looking into Cali, and I would like to know which direction to go and learn a little more about that.
Well, since you asked that question, I'm going to go ahead and speak on something that popped up on Facebook. Guidance networks will know what I'm speaking about. I'm not going to get into exactly what it was, how it popped up on Facebook, but I will say this. A lot of people don't know who Muhammad really was and where his background was and where it came from. Mm-hmm. Muhammad and his brothers and fathers and uncles and all the males came from a tribe. If I'm not mistaken, this tribe was in Africa, okay, and it was the Kore tribe. The Kore or Koresh also is related to the Quran and also related to Kali. They worshipped the Great Mother in the form of Kore and Kali. That whole tribe worshipped the Great Mother. That whole tribe understood that the very essence of life and life itself was the divine feminine, which was a part of them. It wasn't separate from them. It didn't have to be separated from them because at that time they understood. Yeah, the Cali thugs. Exactly. People need to research this and understand this. Anyway, the males in that tribe, I guess, got jealous, usurped the power, rewrote the origins to Islam, which was Great Mother centered and divine feminine based, which was more so along the lines of Sufi Islam versus the form of Islam that most people are familiar with here in the West and in most of Africa, for that matter. They rewrote the forms of Islam, pretty much took the woman out of it. And so here we are today claiming that, you know, some of us think that Islam came from outsiders, this, that, and the third. You know, you can take what you will, believe what you want. Go do your own research. Stop believing what everybody is telling you. We all, whether we're male, female, black or white, pink, blue or green, have a mind where you're able to have free will and go research things of of your own interest. Do not keep believing all this stuff that everybody is just telling you. And just because something is uncomfortable when you first read it, you got to dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Just like some men and some sisters, when they hear us talking about goddess and saying that the black woman is God, they feel like we're leaving somebody out. There's no such thing as leaving something out because everything came from a black womb. You can't leave that out, which she made, she created, and which she is still connected to. The problem is that people will not acknowledge that divine feminists bring the primary source. So it's like a constant battle, which is an eternal battle with a lot of men and women who don't acknowledge that.
That divide and conquer deal.
Exactly. You know, it's not about, oh, women are better than men. There's really no such thing as men.
Mm-mm.
Go research and find out what a man really is. In fact, I'm about to tell y'all in a minute. And I'm going to say something else that's controversial, because I'm controversial, and I'm just going to say what it is. I'm tired of pussyfooting around with people, because it's too late in the game for us to sit back and keep pointing fingers at people. There's no such thing as homosexuality. Yes, I said it. I'm tired of playing with y'all. And I'm saying this as a black woman who loves some black penis. However,
right.
There is no such thing as homosexuality. Try this on for size. Homo is a prefix. And so we can all agree that we humans, right, y'all humans? Are y'all humans? Everybody know why y'all
right.
humans?
That's right.
So you're a homo sapien, right?
That's
right. Or a homo sapien sapien, right? Homo
right.
means human.
That's right.
So if you say homosexual, that means you're human and sexual. All I ask is homosexual. Stop playing around with this shit.
Oh, I love you.
Or even if you're not playing around with people. I'm tired of people. See, I'm going to just say this because it's on my heart to say this, and I'm going to say this. People can leave a chat room. You can send me emails. You can kiss my ass if you like it, because if you don't like the truth, it just ain't for you. But I'm going to say this, and I say this out of love for anybody who's willing to listen with an open mind, stop pointing fingers at people. Don't you think that instead of always saying, oh, well, the white man put all this on us and all these people gay and, you know, it's always somebody else's fault for everything that happened to us, and the white man hold us down, and it's a system of white supremacists. Try this on for size. I like to look at words and figure out what words mean, right? And so the word white supremacist, I'm going to touch on this for a minute, and I'm going to swag the jack from Sister Earth right quick, because I feel what she said and how she said it. I just didn't say it in the way she said it, and so she said it best. So I'm going to steal a swag for a minute. Just look at the word white supremacist, right? And since words have power and do they do, I'm going to tell you straight up. I don't believe in white supremacists, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't subscribe to that shit. I don't give it any power. I know that as a black woman, what's in me was here at the beginning before anything else was here. So it's no way possible that anything is supreme to the gene that I carry. I embody every damn mineral that's on that fucking periodic table in my damn body. The very core of the planet is the iron core, right? Female.
Correct.
B means iron.
That's right.
So women are in tune and in connection with the earth and everything that keeps this shit going. I'm talking about the cosmos, the planet Earth, everything. Men too, because they are feminine as well. It's just we've been so screwed up in the head to keep pointing fingers and saying, oh, well, they gay, they white, they this, they that. Why not really get down to the bottom of what this is all really about? How about there's no such thing as evolution? We actually came down from what we used to be. So then the question remains, what is it that we used to be? That's what people need to go study. If you really want to study something, understand why is it so important that all these people want to point out, oh, he a Mason, he a Freemason, what they doing this, she doing that, he gay, everybody gay. Why are you paying so much attention to what everybody else is doing? What the fuck are you doing for you and yours?
Mm.
refuse to give any be at any power to anybody talking about people who Masons and Illuminati. Come holler at me when you read the goddess, the hidden goddess in Freemasonry. Come holler at me when you realize that these people that are in the so-called Illuminati ain't doing nothing but worshiping black people. Come holler at me when you realize that if you God and you created everything, how the fuck you will sit there and tell me somebody else holding you down? What sense does that make?
None.
Come back and holler at me, Faye, when you get to that when you get to that understanding. We can sit around and blame everybody else for our shit, but it takes a whole lot of kahunas, however. I'm not going to say kahunas. It takes a whole lot of pussy, because pussy is the strongest thing in the world. It takes a whole lot. Wait, hey, you push out babies that got big old heads and everything. That's pretty strong. You kick a ball, you kick one of them testicles, you're going to see some stuff shrivel up. You blow it the wrong way, shrivel up. Hey, y'all, hey, it's the males in the room. Holler at me. I had to steal, I had to steal one slow burner swag on that one, so I got to give her credit for that. But anyway, the whole point, the computer done logged me out of the chat room. I mean, out of my switchboard. I got to sign back in. It's just we're giving so much of our energy and time, and to me, it seems as though to the wrong thing, because we're not focused on what it is that we really should be researching. We're so focused on calling other people out for what they're doing that we can't really focus on what we're researching. That's a part of the plan to keep everybody divided from figuring out who and what you really are.
Correct.
Stop playing. It's time to stop playing. And it hurts me to my heart to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Sometimes I feel like the conscious community is the biggest fucking agents and Alex Joneses in the fucking world. Because you can sit around here and debate if the black woman God or Christian versus Islam, it's the same damn thing. What makes the conscious community any... I really didn't plan on saying all this, y'all, but I got to say it. What makes the conscious community any different from Christianity and Islam? You come over from Christianity, Islam, goddamn Hindu, whatever you come from. But when you come into the conscious community, they tell you, oh, well, the women can't be dressed in a certain way. Y'all got to wear y'all hair natural. You got to eat this way. You got to say this. Oh, you can't use the Bible to prove this. You can't do this and that. This is like the fucking Ten Commandments to me. We really need to ask ourselves this question. What makes that so different from the bullshit we put up with in Christianity and Islam and all these other schools of thought? What we really need to do is understand that all of our knowledge, all of our sacred knowledge is scattered so far from each other that you have to read and study everything, no matter who wrote it, to put your shit back together.
That's right.
We do not have time to be sitting around debating and arguing with people. And I'm talking to the men and the women. Yeah, I'm very God-centered because I understand all this stuff comes from the Greek mother, and that is a part of all of us, whether you're male or female. And so that's why I do these radio shows. That's why I had a temple to try to teach the sisters about themselves. But what I'm not going to do, I'm getting tired of the lies and the bullshit that's coming out because it's too far, too late in the game. We're in the ninth inning, and we're still in the same fucking place.
Oh, boy.
We need to stop playing. All right, I got some hands up on the switchboard, so we got 36.
You done riled them up.
I ain't planning on saying all that. Oh, God. I ain't planning on saying all that, y'all.
But Mama
I've been holding this for a minute. I'm tired of playing with people. I'm tired of beating around the bush with people. I don't got time for no debates. I'm not arguing with you because I've studied enough to know what I know, and it confirms what I've been feeling for a long time. So if you call into question me to try to debate or argue, I'm going to hang up on your ass. Secondly, if you can come and talk to me in a rational tone, whether you male or female, we can talk, we can study together. Cool, no problem. Just don't come at me disrespectful. Because I will find out where you live at. And I understand that. And I ain't even really got to come there personally.
No.
And that's all I'm going to say. I love all y'all, though. Seriously. I just had to get that out because I need people to understand that I'm crazy because some people don't know that.
Well,
some people think
crazy.
Because I talk real nice and I'm real professional that I ain't crazy.
You're not
crazy.
I'm from
the hood. I'm
truthful.
Just a smart motherfucker that's from the hood. Understand that. I ain't got time for these. I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired of people playing. We really need to understand who and what we are. And I'm talking about beyond the fact that we black. We get so caught up on we black, we got melanin, we the gods over them motherfuckers holding us down. The white man, the European, the nigga, damn, they not fucking powerful. They came from you. And any motherfucker that's gotten that offensive, and I'm cussing like a sailor for real, y'all. I must be mad. Oh, gosh. Let me try to calm down a little bit. But any person that does not, that don't want to acknowledge the fact that Europeans, as they call them, came from a gene of a black person, regardless of how you figure out that that happened, regardless of what theory you have, if black people were here first, and you're saying that white people didn't come from us, can you find a spaceship they came from and show me where it landed?
I wonder why they need to live.
When I use math, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. And so logically, if you're telling me that white people didn't come from a gene that came from us, and you can't show me which spaceship they came on, what planet they came from, where they landed at, I don't need some of that information. I'm going to need your bibliography and your scholarship to prove that they did not come from our genes while you're also saying that we're gods and we were the first thing and we came from the earth and we're the original or aboriginal people, but we won't admit that they came from us. And since I'm on this tangent right now and I'm spitting stuff out that I've been holding, I already know the phone line's going to blow up in a minute. I already know people in the chat room going off. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the games. We need to deal with the fact that there were black men. All due respect, brothers, I love y'all to death. Y'all some sexy, fine-ass-looking motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you that now. And I mean motherfuckers literally. y'all some fine. All right, hold on, Kendra. I see your hand go up earlier, and you just hold on, cause I when mother moved through me, I got to just let her flow. Black people, y'all listening? We need to understand that if we are indeed the original people, and that everything came from us, and we are the creators of every civilization and every high culture ever imaginable, and that we laid the foundations for everything on the planet, it is very unlikely, illogical, and impossible for white people to go off and learn how to enslave a people that won't fuck up from the start of when they got here. That's the first thing. Secondly, we need to understand that any behavior we blame on them, they had to fucking learn from us. Because your children learn your behavior from you. Look at your children in your home right now, staring at you, or the pictures you got sitting around in your living room. When they have bad behavior, you either try to blame it on, if you're the mother, you blame it on the father. If you're the father, she got it from her mama. The whole point is, either way, they got it from one of their parents. Or people they've been around, okay? And if we were here first, we have to acknowledge that some of their behaviors at some point in time
came from us.
So then the question then lies, they enslaved us, right? So where they learned that from? Go buy a book called White Gold. Go buy a book called White Cargo. Go buy a book, y'all. I'm sorry I'm dropping all this on you. I'm pretty sure some of y'all ain't heard this for the first time, but I'm tired of the games. If we really going to deal with the truth and we going to sit here and say we spread the truth and you call yourself a scholar, nigga, pick up some books and go read that shit. Make up your own book list. Don't nobody have to tell you how to think. Mm-mm. All right, let me open some lines and get cussed out so I can hang up on people. Hold on. let me look at the chat room before I open the lines up. What?
That was a volcano.
Mm-hmm. I've been holding on to this for a minute.
Had to come.
Because, see, it
makes new
what
land.
What I noticed in the conscious community, and this is the second show that I do. I do another show called The Order of My Eye. And I love my people, right? But what I notice is that sometimes we some lazy-ass motherfuckers. We always want to blame somebody else for some shit that happened to us instead of being proactive and fixing the shit within our own household and within our own bodies and minds. We don't want to do no work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it as a whole.
We want somebody else to do it for us, and that's how we got in trouble.
Exactly. And see, if we're not willing to go back and look at where we fucked up, we constantly keep giving power to other people, saying that they were able to subdue and control us. No, we allowed them to, because we were too busy fighting each other in our tribal wars in Africa. Don't tell me you didn't hear about that shit. Oh, I got another one for you. How about in Ghana right now, since everybody want to talk about going back to Africa and think that Africa's so sweet, bruh? Try this one off the side. The Ghanaians still selling their children into slavery. Huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit up here and talk about what white people doing when we ain't fix shit in our own fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to me with that BS. If we gonna sit here and say we talking truth, then go find the truth and teach it for real. Stop trying to blame everything on other people. Just like a child. You know how you raise a child, and when you go question the child, how this happened, how this do this? Well, my brother did this, and my sister did that. Oh, so you ain't do nothing, sweetie? No, I didn't do that. That was them. It's their fault. They did that. She started it. Like I said, it's the same story. No, I'm going to say it another way. Same shit, different toilet.
Mm-hmm. Always looking for a scapegoat.
Stop playing. Stop playing. And I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to say one other thing. I'm going to probably say a whole lot of other things. I really planned on getting into this other book, y'all, but I'm sorry. Wow. Why is it that if we know we're such a powerful people, we spend so much time allowing our power to be given away to other people by saying it's their fault that we can't do A, B, C, and D, instead of sitting down, looking at what's right here in front of us and doing what we need to do to fix shit in our own minds, bodies, our homes, our household, our community. Our communities are fucked up from the inside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucked up from the inside because you can't sit here and blame nothing on white people or Arabs when we allow them to come into the community to put stores. We allow the police to come in our community because we can't police our own goddamn self. Stop giving your power away to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Stop abusing the very people that you say you love. Stop lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can lie to me, but nigga, you can't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's called accountability and responsibility. Ain't nothing going to change if we keep blaming shit on other people while we saying that we were the creators and the originators of every damn thing. Well, if the world is in chaos now, since we the originators and the creators of everything, then we fucking created that shit and fix it. And the way to fix it starts with each one of us trying to find the truth out about how this shit started and where we go from here. And a part of that is going and reading some of the, I got, you know, buku shows on here. Yeah, I said buku. I got a whole lot of shows on here where you can go back and get, you know, book lists. It's a whole bunch of people in the chat room where you can ask, you know, get book lists from. You know, go into your own mind, meditate, ask yourself some questions, get connected with that divine feminine energy. That includes the men, too. Y'all see the stuff that's happening with the earth. The earth is moving because black women are fucking mad. That's why you hear what's coming out of me right now.
That's it.
We're tired of the lies and the bullshit. Regardless of whether the men admit it, they're tired of the lies and the bullshit too. The one form of essential love that you've ever found, if you've ever known your mother, even if your mother did some fucked up shit, when she held you and she coddled you when you was little, that was love. That was God. When you got scared than a motherfucker when you was 28 and you was like, I don't want a mama, that's God. Y'all need to stop playing. You can stop playing. Stop playing. That's all I got to say. You know, that's all I got to say. All right, I'm going to hit Kendra's line right quick. Peace, sis. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, sis.
Oh, I'm laughing. Never mind. I'm laughing at Pastor
Frank. I saw your hand go up earlier, and I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, Kyle was laughing at Pastor Flowers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm hot. I think I'm sweating over here. Woof.
Getting
well,
all that toxic stuff out of you.
You take me to the man,
sweating.
Honey. I'm just so done with these crazy-ass black men. I'm going to go back to the source of all this shit and talk about these damn renegade priestess asses because a lot of these men did what their mothers told them to damn do.
Thank you.
So if we get completely honest with this stuff, if we are God, we're going to have to talk about the rift in the sisterhood because it's still to this
day when
sisters get mad when you tell them the truth about stuff, all this jealousy and envy against each other, and when you don't agree with something somebody say, they want to get all upset and all this other stuff. And they will sit and be around these men, fussing, cussing, talking about the women. But as soon as you stand up for women, those same sisters want to talk about you. But they just heard the men doing all that stuff and they didn't check them. So anyway, that's why I'm with the thing. Because the sons did what they renegade-ass moms told them to do. So I say mark these fake sellout women as well.
Yes. I'm going to say what you meant to say. Mark these fake-ass sellout women.
There you
That's
go.
It.
You beat the ass out. I wanted that. I like, you know.
Because nobody can bring a God down but another God.
That's it.
And the only gods that was around was us.
Now, see, I want to go ahead and get to this other book I wanted to touch on. I'm going to read a part from The Secrets of a Generation. I'm going to go to page 366. And I'm going to skip around in this book. The chat room is going to stay open after this two-hour period. So y'all will still be able to hear me in the chat room and still be able to use the chat room. Everybody that's already on the line will be able to remain on the line. So let's see, 366. I'm going to go ahead and read this. All right. Like to hear it, here you go. Life begins as female. The female is the fertile sex, and whatever is fertile is regarded as female. The female is not only the primary and original sex, but continues throughout as the main trunk. Life begins with the female organism and is carried on for a long distance by means of females alone. Assuredly, it would be absurd to consider a male as an organism propagating asexually. If Ward's opinion is correct, the virgin mother legend of the ancient becomes a fact in nature. And the female for long ages constituted the race. Then reproduction occurred under the process of the Immaculate Conception and the virgin birth. Evidence to support this view accumulates as we proceed. It is understood by all occultists that the male, as he now exists, is a mere half-body. The true human comprises a perfect attunement of the masculine and the feminine elements in one personality. Until the two halves become one unit, unrest, change, decay, death, sorrow, dis-ease, suffering, want, bondage, injustice, selfishness, vice, and sin must continue to exist. The male element separated from the female element is a source of error and evil in the world. See, this separation of male and female happened before, quote unquote, white people were here. That's what we're not dealing with. We're
repeat
not dealing with the fact
sentence.
That. Huh?
Repeat the last sentence you just said.
The male element separated from the female element is a source of all error and evil in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go on to read something else. If life is a creative force, it is not a sterile, barren, masculine God. Its characteristics are feminine, formative, creative. Swanee says that the manifestation of life appears as female and that in the female alone is a fruitful organism, then it is clear that there is only one sex, and that is the creative female. The female not only typifies the race, says Professor Ward, but metaphor aside, she is the race. She is the creative focus from whom proceeds all humanity. Here we come face to face with a long-forgotten truth. The first male, the first son of the mother, was ever virgin-born. The knowledge of this possessed by the ancients in their basis of their doctrine of the virgin mother. If the female sex is the reproducing, the fertile sex, the male, the fertilizer, is also female, but a differentiated, incomplete female organism, undeveloped in the distinctive creative organs and functions of the female. Thus, there is only one sex, the female. The male is secondary to the female. To be more specific, the male is a malformed female, resulting from degenerative changes. This undeveloped, degenerate female is sterile, barren, unproductive. It cannot create itself, nor procreate itself. It must depend for existence upon the fertile female that produced it. When she rises above her present degeneracy and becomes competent again to reproduce herself absolutely instead of relatively, she will then give birth to no more degenerate, sterile, barren, unproductive offspring, and the male, a degenerate, deformed female, would disappear. Another resource for what I'm saying to you is a book called Adam's Curse, where they're talking about the Y chromosome. Okay? All I'm saying is everybody needs to do their own study. Don't take what I'm saying to you. Call me a liar and go study it yourself. I don't want you to go spitting off what I'm saying to you. I want you to go study it for yourself so you can understand how all this BS talking about what they doing and what he doing and who she's screwing, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. We, each of us, need to understand the origins of this mess and how it got here. And it goes well beyond religion. I'm talking about science, mathematics, biology, and genetics. There's no debating there. All right, there's another part here where I want to talk about, because there's been talk about how women can't produce parthenogenically, so I'm going to blow this out the water right quick if y'all don't mind. And I'm only reading excerpts from this book because this is a 400-page book. So what I'm talking and what I'm teaching from and what I'm sharing is comes from plenty of time and money being spent to purchase these books to have my own library and resources, you know, and be able to share this information. I'm specifically trying to reach the sisters so they can understand who and what they are, because we create these babies, you know, in our bodies. And if our mind is right and we respect ourselves, then we know how to produce children of higher vibrations and how to possibly be around other people of higher vibrations so we can change this thing. I'm not saying that men don't have a role in it, because you do, but what I'm saying is that the women produce and carry the babies. So instead of me going to the branch of the tree trying to water it, I'm going to go directly to the root.
Teach this.
Can you tell me the name of this book one more time?
The name of this book is The Secrets of Regeneration by Hilton Hotima.
Okay.
And one other thing, because this has come to mind too. We got to get rid of these egos. I'm talking to men and women. Get rid rid of the ego. The ego does serve a purpose up until a certain point. The ego serves the purpose of protecting you so you can understand the power that's latent within you. Once you know the power that is latent within you, you have to cast the ego aside so that you can really get to what you need to learn and know about you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have so much ego that can't nobody else, you know, give information out because, oh, well, you wouldn't have known about that book and I wouldn't have gave you that book. You wouldn't have known about this DVD or this person if I wouldn't have gave it to you. Who cares? It's just information that we all are supposed to have this information.
True.
Get rid of these egos where somebody got to mention your name just because you said something to them about a book that they didn't told you somebody else had already told them about. I'm just tired of the BS. Because it's too much BS so that we can't even study and get to the bottom of this stuff. All right. I'm reading on the virgin embryo. And I'm going to get page numbers. Page 309, I'm on the secrets of regeneration. Modern science stubbornly rejects the doctrine of the virgin birth, but admits that such an event is not impossible. It makes no semantic effort to explain the phenomena that forces it to admit the possibility of virgin birth. It accepts as natural the process of sexual degeneration in human beings, but rejects as quote-unquote freaks of nature or variation therefrom. Modern science stands in mute amazement before such mysterious phenomena. It can offer no explanation of them that satisfies a thinking person. It fails to see that these conditions are related to partial autogenesis, which is self-generation. Now, hold up. Let me back up, y'all, because I highlighted the part that's for me, but some people need... I'm going to back up because I skipped over a part that some people may not know that I already know, so let me back up right quick. It is not generally known by the laity that biological and related literature teem with records, ancient and modern, which prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that a virgin may conceive and bear a child, as stated by the biblical scribe in Isaiah 7:14. One has only to search for the subject of dermoid cysts. Let me spell that for you. D-E-R-M-O-I-D, cyst, C-Y-S-T-S. In any medical reference book to find an overwhelming mass of material showing that times without number there have been removed from virgins, even males, adults, and otherwise, embryonic development and the actual forms of child and the fetal stage of growth. I'm going to back up and repeat that. Overwhelming mass of material showing that times without number there have been removed from virgins, even males, adults, and otherwise, embryonic evidence and the actual forms of child in the fetal stage of growth. Modern science is unable to offer any satisfactory explanation of the physical fact. Pathologists and biologists who are familiar with such instances of fetation, the term for condition of cystic tumors or dermoid growth, which is a fetus in situ, they assert that male pregnancy or male mothers, as they have been frequently termed, are part of a series of unaccountable phenomena yet recognized mysteriously still to be explained. Dermoid cyst growth, fetus in situ, etc., embryonic growth or tumor-like formations often removed from males, which are congenital origins containing evidence of being the dejecta membra or remains of pregnant growth in the embryonic fetal period of gestation, somewhat akin to the primary state or condition of being with child or offspring or analogous thereto. There is so-called dermoid cyst mistaken by surgeons for tumors. When they are removed by operation, they are found to be the embryonic part and growth analogous to that of the female gestation. They contain bones, hair, teeth, flesh, tissue, glands, portion of scalp, face, eyes, ribs, vertebral column, umbilical cord, in short, all organs of the human body. They are found in both sexes and are really virgin-conceived children in the process of development. These dermoid cysts, embryomata, or embryo tumors, are believed by Wilm and other prominent physiologists, to represent a parthenogenic development of a new person. Repin observed such a virgin-conceived embryo at an advanced stage of its development, which had it attained maturity, would have been a fully formed child. It had four limbs, a head, and three teeth. The bones of the feet and hands were easily recognizable. Modern science stands in mute amazement before such mysterious phenomena. It can offer no explanation of them that satisfies a thinking person. It fails to see that these conditions are related to partial autogenesis, which is self-generation. It refuses to consider such events as atavistical tendencies, which the life process asserts themselves in their frequent and solitary efforts to revert, restore, revolve, lost types in a parthenogenic manner. Natural science views the phenomena as instances of marvelous powers of nature, struggling to revert back to the primal perfect state, but hindered by modified and imperfect conditions interfering and causing such attempts only partially to succeed. Recent biological research has brought out the fact that the processes peculiar to parthenogenesis sometimes occur in the human species. That is, that parthenogenic development may advance to a certain stage. It has been observed that the ovum may begin spontaneous development in the ovary without fertilization. It is observed that the ovum may begin spontaneous development in the ovary without fertilization. I'm going to pause there because Goddess Networks is doing a class, and this class is only for the sisters because only the sisters are able in most part to, well, I'm not going to get into all that. But if you go on the Goddess Network on YouTube, you can get the information about the occult mysteries, the parthenogenesis class that will be taking place next week for the sisters. This development has been known to proceed as far as the early formation of the central nervous system. Okay, I'm going to jump off of that, and I'm going to go to page. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm trying to understand. Well, I just recently discovered that my aunt had a hysterectomy for this recently, and this other girl who had supposedly uterine cancer, you know, has had a hysterectomy. She's like 22 years old. And I'm trying to figure out the reason, like, what – I don't know if any of you can answer this, but I'm trying to understand what is the feeling of having these tumors. Like, does it feel like a pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Some of them do. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can
heal these without a hysterectomy. And they have
long they can.
Knowing it. And they are taking these things out because, I mean, as she's been saying, you know, the men, they can't produce. And that was been the big problem, the big jealousy about
mm-hmm.
it all. And so when you remove that, then she no longer is able to
right.
produce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, I'm going to keep going right quick. I'm going to jump to, again, I'm only getting into certain information for the sisters as a precursor. Again, sisters, for this, I got so much to say, I can't even get it out. Let me slow down. The Goddess Networks is going to be doing a class Monday through Friday next week, 1 hour per night, unless we go over a little bit, and it's the occult mysteries of parthenogenesis. We'll be studying Dr. Raymond Bernard's book, The Mysteries of Human Reproduction. In that book, it goes way deeper into this than what I'm reading it.
Wow.
Also, wow, okay. I'm going to go to page 372 where they say they're talking about man's place in nature. I'm going to go ahead and let's see. Let me look at this phone line right quick, make sure I don't have no hands up. Again, our call-in number is 646-716-7675. In case you want to call in, we have 6 minutes remaining. And I think, like I said, the chat room will still be open and y'all still be able to hear me in the chat room. But if you think you may have a comment or question within the next 5 minutes and, you know, for the remainder of the show, you may want to call in and just get in on the line so that, you know, I'll be able to see you on the switchboard and you'll be able to press 1, you know, to let us hear what your comment or question is. Okay, man's place in nature. Man seems to have no place in the economy of nature. He appears as unnecessary and useless. This is not our private opinion. It is the finding of science, Dr. Rice states. I am here giving much attention to the father for the reason that his role is commonly considered to be the hard part to explain. It is hard to explain probably for the reason that the male of most of the lower species has so little to do in exemplary in terms of human conduct. Unfortunately, for one reason or another, a considerable number of human fathers also do little that is exemplary by the same standards. Hence, their purpose is rather difficult to explain. Professor Ward has arrived at the same conclusion. He asserts, now, understand that these are men saying this.
That's right.
Scientists.
Right.
There's some females saying this, too, now. So, you know. But these are the books that we are not reading in the conscious community. I'm sorry. Some of the men are reading these books and not telling the sisters about it. And that's the main reason why these classes in this forum and the Black Universe Temple is catering toward Black women. Because for too long, we have not been aware of some of this information that hasn't even really been hidden from us. It's just, if we don't know what to go look and search for, we don't know how to find these books. Then when we come across information or feel it, you know, within ourselves spiritually, we don't have nobody to talk to about it. That's why these radio shows, the temple, the other forums, the classes that, you know, Goddess Network been doing, all the work that, you know, Sha Bless been doing and a whole, you know, litany of other sisters out there are doing is very important. Sisters, we have to start paying attention to the fact that there has been a lot of us out there on the forefront trying to put this information out for a long time. We just need to study it. Professor Ward has arrived at the same conclusion. He asserts that the existence of the male is a condition so strange and extraordinary that it requires explanation. He observes, quote, that which might naturally surprise the philosophical observer is not that the female is usually superior to the male, but that the male should have advanced at all beyond his primal estate as either a fertilizing organism attached to the female, or, at most, a minute organism detached from her but devoted exclusively to the same purpose. In other words, while female superiority is a perfectly natural condition, male development requires explanation.
Huh.
I hear crickets, y'all.
Uh-huh. Wonder why we
the economic plan of nature appears in all things. Contrary to the universal principles of frugality and economy, the male seems so unnecessary and useless in the plane of life that science finds difficulty in forming any reason or excuse for his existence. This fact may well be accepted as more evidence to show that male existence was not included in the original plan, except as a potentiality. Consequently, the male must be regarded as having developed from a potentiality to a reality as a result of a change of conditions against which wise nature made provisions in the beginning. The actual existence of the male is not normal in the very nature of things. His existence is not directly the work of creation. A barren tree, nature never produced directly. Her creative properties is a functional degree. In a functional degree appears in all that she has made directly. They appear in a rudimentary degree in the things that she has made indirectly. Under the law of heredity, the creative principle passes on to the things created. But under the effect of devolution, some of the creative qualities may be dwarfed, dormant, or rudimentary. As evolution develops rudimentary organs, so will organs atrophy under the influence of devolution. In that event, the atrophy organs may make the plant or creature barren. Such plant or creature would be called male, in contradiction to the productive organism called female. This is the condition in which the race is now divided. The term male designates the unproductive organism, while the term female designates the productive organism. In other words, the sterile organism in male and the sterile organism is male and the fruitful organism is female. Nor is it incorrect in this connection to consider the male a male form deficient unfruitful female. For do not the formative organs of the female appear also in the male, but in the male they are rudimentary, dormant, and useless. Such an organism nature never produced directly as stated. The female appears as the primary and original sex and continues throughout as the main trunk. Any variations from this trunk is a modification thereof and nothing more. It arises as a result of a change of conditions. It is a product of development, not a primal creation. It is a result of the creature's conduct, not the creative principle. Nature produces formative females. Devolution changes these into sterile creatures called male.
Uh-huh.
A change of condition results in degeneration. The female loses her formative qualities. The loss is compensated for by a corresponding development for her non-formative so-called male qualities. The term male is thus used to distinguish a non-productive organism from a productive one. I'm not going to read any more of this right now. Oh, okay. Can you see you on the line, sis? All right, Kendra, I got your line open, I think. Let me press this button again. All right, Kendra, your line is open.
I'm in the chat room. I'm in the chat room, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm in the chat room when a brother said he want to call in, honey, because this is just so much for him. He need more sources. But anyway.
You need more sources?
Wait a minute. See, this is what I wanted to say. I think that's important, especially when we study this from a biological evolutionary standpoint, because it will give women a lot of answers as to why men are so-called a mystery. And I say this, and some sisters don't agree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes we're fighting for men to be something that they were not originally made to be.
Correct.
Or we're wanting them to be us. And in ancient cultures, if the men were wanderers, and we know how they were in matriarchal cultures, if they were in and out, then I don't know how we as women can say that all men are supposed to be in the home. Because, see, that's a big thing with black people. And you're reading from a white male perspective, a white scientist, as a matter of fact, saying that this is not in men's nature. This is it's completely different. But we in the black community want to believe in this myth of the perfect two-parent home, and it's not true. It's not true. Men did not always stay with us. Matriarchal culture was completely different. And I think sometimes we're fussing trying to get them to be something that they're not. So instead of, arguing and putting our energy in why the man isn't raising his children or why he isn't there or why he won't marry us, we need to focus on resources and understand why he's like this. And, of course, it's not all of them because I come from a two-parent home. My dad and mother are still married. But I still, saw the hell even in a two-parent home. And I wanted to upload this video called Death of the Two-Parent Home, and another sister was citing sources that are basically debunking the so-called two-parent home myth, stating that a woman or man, but especially a woman, or children that don't come from two-parent homes are not as dysfunctional as people think that they are.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that because we as black women really, really want to push these men to marry us, raise their kids, stay home with us. But if you understand the man's makeup based on evolution and science, then you'll understand why he doesn't.
Evolution.
Right.
It's a reason why they are the way they are.
Right. And instead of fighting against it, and of course it's not all of them because, some of them just love their family and want to be. But when we see a whole bunch of them, because, they want to blame that on white people, but that's not
correct.
True either.
Right.
But when we see that and we study matriarchal cultures, we see that men always came in and out. They brought their tools in with us, and if we wanted to divorce them, they would leave. They didn't have the property. They didn't have the land. They didn't have the assets. We owned it. They came into us, and if we didn't want them anymore, they didn't want to stay, they could just leave. And even if they had children, the village raised the children, or the women
raised
the children.
That's
the men typically were not there.
So I'm just saying that because I'm seeing this shift going back the way that it should have been originally, and I see a lot of women fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the reason why women, especially black women, are heading up, you know, one-parent households. It's really nothing wrong with it. She needs resources.
Right.
That's what she needs.
She needs to know that
she needs
that a sisterhood. Well, you're right.
Right.
And she needs to know that she has all the ability within her to raise male and female. I mean,
right.
She can produce them.
Because
right.
she's always done
she
it.
Right. It's taken
single,
away
the
her power.
The single-parent home is nothing new. People keep trying to say that
right.
our
mm-hmm.
communities are the way they are and our sons are the way they are because there are no fathers in the household. And they keep citing that according to African culture, okay, look at African culture and tell me how many of them children know who the fuck their fathers are. How many of them know who their father is? How many of them know whether their father is their brother or their uncle? Because a lot of them are just called uncle.
Well, you know
that's
they're going
right.
to blame that on the white man. They
that's
blame
right.
that on
culture.
That
ain't got shit to do with the white man.
We know
and,
that.
And see, according to African culture, if you really want to know resources, go look up Primitive Paternity, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Get your, you know, I mean, there's over 13 or 14 books that the conscious community don't talk about.
I agree. Hence, that's why I stated that women, we just, I don't know, we're spending a lot of time in trying to get these men to be us when they're not us.
That's right.
Right. Right. I mean, that's I totally agree with you. Now, I want to make a comment about Smite the Enemy put in the chat room. Since you directed it at me, since I'm the host, you know, I understand you might, you know, I ain't even, it's good. Black Wooniverse, you are saying that dirty, stinking, knuckle-dragging Europeans came from out of your womb. I'm sorry, I can't agree with that. You don't have to agree.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to agree. You
they're
really don't.
Coming out now.
But I want you, since you don't agree, I want you to show me how they got here. If you say that we as black people, the original people of the entire planet, and you really can't even use the word European because black people inhabited Europe before white people ever existed.
After
okay?
the black goddess queen.
We inhabited Greece. We inhabited Italy. We inhabited every continent before white people were here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all. Secondly, if you are saying that they did not come from the original people, again, I'm going to repeat what my question was earlier in the show. Can you show me the spaceship they came from, the place where the spaceship landed, and cite me some resources on where they came from since they didn't come from the original inhabitants of the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ask. And holler back at me when you get that. Mm. It was another section that I wanted to read, page 364. And it's not funny, y'all. Y'all need to stop laughing at people in the chat room. It's not funny. Anyway, stop laughing past the flowers.
Okay.
Well, it's not funny, but at the same time, it kind of is. Because they are, and you know, this isn't my gift. Maybe it's one of y'all's gifts. I don't have this gift because I get emails from them on my page all the time. I just got one a minute ago saying that they feel so left out. So, you know, I don't, I could care less, but maybe it's, you know, one of y'all's gifts too. But they're looking for their place. And this is a shock to some of them, and because for so long they've always, you know, acclimated a male deity with masculinity or with being a man. So this is like a emotional trauma, a psychological trauma
right.
to them.
Right.
And I don't have the gift of tact. I don't know how to put it to them nicely because they are sons of the Ma, but these sons of the Ma are renegades. I mean, this
right.
is just what they are. So maybe y'all could do it, but it is unfortunate because I've even gotten emails from a brother saying he just wanted to kill himself. I think I told you about it, Pastor Cloud.
That's correct.
He, you know,
yeah,
he was just thinking about suicide
mm-hmm.
because, you know,
right.
he just...
Right, I mean...
Keep going. That's it. That's all I want to say.
But this is because everything has been switched around and taught that the woman is secondary. And we had never taken the mother out of her position and her place, and I'm speaking to men and women, we wouldn't be sitting here dealing with this situation.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, to put it simply, even when you're, like, in the conscious community and you study Kemet, one of the first things I learned when I studied about Kemet was that there was a feminine principle and a masculine principle. And it gave you both of these headers, and it gave you all the describing words of each principle. And what the first one that you find under the feminine principle is creation. So it's just as simple as that.
Right.
Yeah, but when a lot of men look at the word creation, they think of it in terms of a vessel and that she can't create without him. But yet still, when you look back to the story of Aset, Asar, and Haru, Asar was, quote-unquote, he didn't have a phallus when Aset produced a parthenogenic Haru.
Right.
Now, I want to read this. I'm on page 364, the same book, The Secret of Regeneration. The allegation that man is a degenerate woman is verified by the following scientific facts. The female is a primal and original sex and produced the male. Under the law of heredity, this actually makes the male a deformed female. Maleness results from the excessive development of the positive qualities and the corresponding atrophies of the receptive qualities. The male penis is, oh God, if the guy in the chat room is mad now, he really going to get mad when I read this. The male penis is an excessive development of the female clitoris.
Mm. Oh, I guess when I see
the male scrotum, the male scrotum is formed by a union of the lips of the vulva and therefore expanding into the folds, leaving a raised seam called a raphe that divides the scrotum into two parts. Any brothers that's listening to this show, y'all probably already holding your dick. So put your hands between your penis. Shut the hell up. Y'all, stop playing. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding with that one. You know, I probably would be holding my dick too. Cause anyway. But anyway, so you put the line that's in between the scrotum sac and your anus, that is an atrophied womb. That's what your prostate gland is, an atrophied womb. Anyway, I'm going to go on. That divides the scrotum into two parts and extending from the anterior portion of the anus to the extremity of the penis. The testes appear as herniated ovaries, with the positive element of the ovaries developed into a functional to a functional degree, while the receptive element is rudimentary and atrophied. The mammary glands of man occasionally develop to a functional degree and produce milk as in women. The disease condition of menstruation appears in some men as well as in women. And again, that the sisters, you will get some in-depth detail in reference to what I'm discussing in the Goddess Network class set up for next week. So please get in contact with her and sign up for the class. The prostate gland in man is a rudimentary uterus, as I just stated earlier. Some people appear with the male and female qualities so equally developed that they are neither man nor woman. Mm-hmm. If man and woman were distinct types, neither would possess the qualities of the other so fully developed. In some instances, they cannot be classed as either male or female. When the sex problem is properly presented and considered, we observe that the mystery of the sexes becomes so simple as to solve itself. All the scientific confusion existing as the various phases of sexual consciousness described in previous chapters, which are such an enigma to science, it readily and easily disposes of the scientific knowledge, and scientific knowledge takes its place. All right. That's all I'm going to read from The Secrets of Regeneration. So I'm going to go back to the lines right quick, and I think they kicked me out of the switchboard. I don't know why this thing is doing this to me. I think they did kick me out. Yep, they did. I can't get back to the switchboard. So, Lynn, your line is open?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pastor Flowers?
I'm here.
Magic?
Yep.
Kendra?
I'm here.
comments, questions? Well, what do y'all think about this show today?
Awesome.
Definitely.
Right. Awesome, because, I mean, that's the problem. If we don't know who we are and we're blaming everybody on earth for what we are, we got issues. Because, I mean, we're creating this stuff. We're creating it. And we have to know what we created and how we did it. We have to know who we are, what we are, and then order to know where we're going. We're not going to know that if you don't know what we are. I mean, we're supposed to know. It says, know thyself, you know. And the way it was written, it said, man, know thyself, because he didn't know who he was.
And they still don't.
Right.
Some of them don't know who they are.
Some of them don't. Most of them don't.
And some of them don't respect the feminine principle, and the reason they have such a problem with it is because it's an internal battle.
That's right. But,
and so instead of facing the reality of what they're really fighting, which is that internal battle, they externalize it and find white men or women to you know, put that on.
Chickens, lambs, and I will clear this, kind of scapegoat.
Now, I will clear this up, though. When I said what I said about white supremacy and not blaming other people for, you know, things that we initiated and really getting into research of certain things, I do not mean that white people or, you know, Europeans, or some people call them albinos, whatever. I'm not saying that they have not done their share of oppression to other people. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is we can't continue. I'm not going to speak for y'all. I'm no longer going to say that the term white supremacist exists, because words have power, and I don't agree with anything that came from me being superior to me.
That's correct.
Period.
And words do have power, because that's how it says everything was made by the word.
Right.
So if you say the wrong word, then you're creating the wrong creation.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is a great show for all of us to understand who we are, because when we start taking back that responsibility
mm-hmm.
and that power that belongs to ourselves and understand exactly who we are, you know, and especially that black woman,
mm-hmm.
then we can set the pace. But until she can take back her power, and I say take your dick back,
mm-hmm.
she's not going to be able to do anything.
She sure won't.
Because the dick came from us. I mean, everything came from us. You know. So we have to be able to look at this and say, okay, we did this wrong. But we can't pretend
right.
it didn't happen
right.
and then try to go forward.
Right, Mother. That's what I take from this show, too. And more conversations that women are going to have. I just got this email about that Amazon link that I put up, and she was like, well, I can't
believe
Amazon's killed other women. And I said, girl, you got to get out of this romanticized version of history. That's why Goddess, you got to get deeper than this surface stuff. And just like Mother Pastor Flower said, stuff went wrong, and we got to own what that stuff was so that we can move forward.
That's right, because we did it.
Yep.
We created. It's like creating, it's like some of us, and it's really this simple, because a lot of us aren't disciplined. And we say, okay, I want this man. Then you get this man. And just like she was saying earlier, you're trying to conform him to be something he was really never made to be. And then you're miserable, and, you know, your whole home is miserable, you know, when in fact you got to look at what you are. You can't make somebody do something else. You can only control yourself.
The bottom line is we need to stop trying to make other people out to be something they're not, no matter who and what they are, and we need to learn to respect people for what they are and deal with them on that level or not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Either you're going to take them as they are or you aren't. There's no way to try to change anybody else. It's fruitless. You should be paying more attention to you and what you want to change about yourself to make you a better you, because you can control you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, women have got to know who she is. I mean, because really, we're creating a lot of the mess.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones we're the genie. We're the ones creating it. We might be influenced by something outside of us, but still, again, can't nothing come on this earth until we create it.
Mm-hmm. Just that simple. We got to embrace it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. We God and the devil. We're both. And I'm so glad you hit on the homosexuality.
Whew. I just tapped on
it.
It really don't matter.
It don't matter. You said you know, sometimes a person can say something in 5 minutes. You know, it was said. It needs to be said, you know, because we have all this homophobic this and hey, how about you all females? So who's a homosexual? All of us.
We're all lesbians.
We're all gay. Whatever you want to say, we're that.
I like the masculine-looking women, the men, personally.
Yeah,
that's fine. But the point of it is, really, even in our history, we didn't really start getting this homophobic until after the 17th century.
Yeah, that whole homophobia, homosexual, wasn't even a word until recently. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here, since we're at the end of the show. I touched on homosexuality. What I didn't say, but it was implied, that I'm going to say now, is that anybody that told you that homosexual never existed in Africa is a bald-faced motherfucking lie. There are so many books out there that get into homosexuality in Africa. It exists right now. Shaka Zulu was gay. I'm sorry.
You've about to hurt some feelings on that.
Preach. Do my eye to live.
See, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to sit here and talk about it, then talk about it. Stop pointing fingers at people saying, oh, you do this, you do that. That ain't African. That's European. That's some European homosexual warrior culture. What? Everything that those people got was within our culture first. So why was it there? You might want to read that up. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, why are we paying so much attention to what somebody else is doing in their bedroom? If the dude ain't trying to stick you in your ass, what business is it of yours?
Right.
You ain't got to look at him or deal with him.
I think lesbianism, really, I don't think men have any right even in talking about it. To me, I think that they're just imposters. That's a topic.
Because they cause all this shit.
Yes, because you know what? There's so much lesbianism and porn and all this stuff. All my male friends have told me their greatest fantasy was always to see two women. See, so lesbianism is always okay if the man endorses it. But if she wants to endorse it for herself, then there's the problem.
It's not fine. Right. The problem is when sisters want to go participate or be lesbians by themselves, and the men are not involved, just as you just said. That's the problem. And it's a problem because at that point, when a woman decides to do that, she no longer needs him for anything. And so then that's the ultimate threat.
Right.
I can't control her because she don't even need me for sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why they banned it. Because they didn't want you to know that. They didn't want the woman to know who she was. That's why we've been going through the things. So every war was made about this.
Every war.
Every slave trade has the first slave trades were about black women. The first slave that was ever made was the black woman.
Right.
Matter of fact, the word wife means slave.
Exactly. I can show you a picture that will probably blow your mind. I'm going to describe it. You done seen it before, Goddess Networks. You've seen it. This picture is a picture, I think you've seen it, but it's a picture of two, yeah, you did. It's a picture of two women being led by gun in chains around their neck, their hands, and their feet by a black brother wearing a fez.
Yes.
That's another thing you hit on, too. That, and that's why I'm just a big proponent of all this stuff being researched but also being interpreted and dissected from a feminine perspective, because when you hear
right.
war or slavery or racism, really women, we have subconsciously been taught, of course, by men, so we have a masculine view of it. But if you get into slavery as it pertains to women, you'll see that the women and children were always the ones mostly traded.
Mm-hmm.
It was their land that was being taken and usurped. It was their power.
Yeah.
These men are just
Sister
damn liars.
Mm-hmm. Sister Earth just brought this to my attention. Ethiopia, most people talk about, you know, Rastafari and, you know, his Imperial Majesty, you know,
mm-hmm.
Haile Selassie. They just ended slavery in 1924, and it was enslavement of the women and the children.
Tell it.
Do not sit there
and keep
romanticizing Africa like they didn't have that over there. The Africans enslaved African people. That's how that first thing started coming. How would they have even been a slave trade if there were not tribal wars and slavery already being done amongst black people in Africa?
And these little girls in South Africa, Senegal, are still being trafficked, pimped out by black men.
Yes, they are.
And I want, Kendra, right before we end this show today, I want you to get into the light and the dark thing and how a lot of us need to get from, and I'm not directing this to anybody, it's just that Sisters of the Earth, you just put something in the chat room that made me think about this, so I want the Goddess Networks to talk about this. A lot of us, when we deal with Goddess, we don't get into the dark side of the Goddess, and there's a reason that we don't get into the dark side of the Goddess, because we call ourselves black and we say melanin is this great, but when you say dark, people automatically think evil, and they think they're evil and the devil is something bad.
Yeah, well, we've been
Then they give credit to white. Then they give credit to the devil being white people. I want to touch on that before we end today, because
sisters
need to understand that.
Touch it.
I ain't say it all. As Pastor Flowers said, the God and the devil is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whore and the wife is the same thing.
That's right.
It's just polarities.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's sweet, if honey to you, you're going to be real good to them. The minute they cross your ass, that devil going to come up out of you and make you do some things. It's going to make you do some things.
Self-preservation.
It's just polarity. You know, some books that people need to read, The Devil and the Goddess. Another book I suggest, and if sisters want to have access to these books, you can join the temple. Again, there is a monthly fee to help sustain the temple and support our radio show program so we can give information, you know, out to people, mainly sisters who are interested in learning about themselves. But The Devil and the Goddess is a book that's in our Goddess Library, and then there's another book called The Hidden Goddess in Freemasonry. Or either is it Freemasonry and the Hidden Goddess, one of them. But both of those books give a lot of information in respect to how a lot of these people are Masons, and a lot of them don't even get past a certain point, so they don't even realize that Masonry is worship of black women.
Mm-hmm. I'll add this in, too, because you just done said everything I would have said. But I went to the movies to see this movie that just came out, and I don't want to do, you know, spoilers.
Yeah.
I won't tell you.
Ain't
but this
nothing.
Movie that just came out this Friday called The Devil, Spirit told me to go see it, and I suggest women go see it,
mm-hmm.
and y'all will see who the devil really is. Go see it, and I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead. It's already 4:30, you know, so again, www.blackwomaniverse.com. Check out honorandglorytravel.com. And definitely check out the Goddess Network on YouTube and sign up for this Occult Mysteries of Parthenogenesis class that will start tomorrow. I can't play no song because they didn't kick me out my switchboard. So hope everybody enjoyed the session today and got some information that they can start some studies on. And, of course, you know, again, join the temple and you have a lot of resources for studies. Anyway, I will holler back at y'all at a different time. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.